Now, we have a special guest in studio, Toni. She's from Indiana Hypnosis for Change. And I said Toni, I didn't say your last name because I butcher, but is it Macri Reiner. Macri Reiner, yep. So close. All right, Toni, first of all, thank you for coming in this morning. Do you know what you're getting yourself into?
Thanks for having me. I think so.
All right, Alex, why don't you explain what's going on?
Essentially, I am an extreme picky eater. It is not by choice. It is something that I've dealt with since I was a child. I hate it. I have extreme anxiety that I experience. If I'm told that I'm going out to like a work dinner or a date or anything, I mean, immediately I'm in a full-on sweat, shaking, panic. Like, I got to check the menu first. It's so embarrassing. I hate it about myself. And I would love to be able to just eat anything or everything and not have to worry about that kind of stuff, but it really does hinder my everyday life being such a picky eater. And I've always wanted to get help for it, but I just didn't really know where to start. And then I thought, what if I had a hypnotherapist to help me?
Well, it is a great idea. I do want to say at first, things around eating, it isn't a one-time shot like me coming in for a few minutes. I'd like to deal a little bit with the anxiety part of it at this point, and okay. Then we can work together more later.
Okay.
Just because hypnosis, it's a process. It's not an event. It's not magic, but it works. And
what kinds of things have you helped cure with hypnosis or hypnotherapy?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't quite use the word cure, but affect change, because I'm not really doing anything to someone. It's all an inside job. It's an inside process. I'll do a little background real quick. In the sense that hypnosis is really when you focus your attention to the exclusion of anything else. I've watched you guys for the last couple minutes here really be in your work trance, where that's what you're focused on to the exclusion of other things. A good example of how you explain hypnosis is the idea that when you go to a movie, you go in and you narrow your focus to the screen. That's the first step. And then once the movie starts, if it's a good movie, you buy in, you lower that critical factor, and I'm using my hand signals here. You lower that critical factor and you suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there would not be a second in that movie when you wouldn't be thinking about the producer, the actors, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And since you suspend disbelief, you buy into what's going on. And it lowers that, you know, we use about 10% of our brain, and the rest is that unconscious part that creates programs and keeps us from having to learn to dress ourselves each morning.
I feel like you're being generous. I think I use about 6 or 7%.
Okay, well.
And by the way, we're live on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, so you can see what Toni's talking about. And also
what she's going to do to me.
But okay, well, that's really interesting then. And that could work for a lot of, I'm asking, I guess, can that work for a lot of things? Like, obviously, if you see me on Facebook Live, I'm a bigger gentleman and I struggle with food. Is that something that hypnotherapy could at least help me try to work with?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Because it's the same thing. When you think you have a program that says, we'll use weight, I'm fat. And you every day, you know, you have all these things that go with, I'm fat, I don't exercise, I do these things, you know, that go along with that. So when you decide I'm going to exercise, this part of your brain, you go, I'm going to exercise. It's like, well, you don't exercise.
It's
you're
like hitting
fat.
A block.
You know, it's a block.
Wall, yeah.
So in hypnosis, in any kind of thing like that, when that part of your brain lowers, like you're in the movie, and suddenly when they want you to cry, you cry. When they want you to be afraid, you're afraid. Those new ideas can weave in and become part of that new program. So you begin to see yourself as this, I can do that. And so, I mean, I've helped people with, you know, the obvious kind of things, a fear of flying and phobias. But often I'll get people who are just stuck in behaviors that aren't really serving them well.
Like what? Like addictions?
Addictions. I work with some of that. I work with gamblers and drinkers. And you know, you have to want to change because, like I said, I'm not doing this to you. I'm helping you.
Help yourself.
So if your spouse is like, honey, I signed you up for this hypnotherapy, but if you don't yourself really want it, it's not going to work?
Well, no. I don't work with people. If you call for somebody else, I have to know they want to do it or talk to them.
We've been trying Alex for 6 months until you finally called. We made it happen.
But the first thing I'd like to teach you is something that it's called tapping. Now, there's a lot of info out there about it. I use a certain kind of tapping, which I can share the information later.
Okay.
It's easier to learn. It seems weird, but it works.
So are you going to do anything to my body?
Well, if it's okay, I'm going to tap on you, which sounds really weird.
Okay, what do I need to do?
No, you just sit there. So let me quit. I'm not really going to explain how it works. It's like electricity. It works. You don't have to know.
You need to watch it. Instagram Live at Joe and Alex Show right now.
You know what? Hang on. Let's take a break real quick.
Okay.
And we'll do the tapping next. We are joined in studio this morning with Tony from Indiana Hypnosis for Change, trying to help out Alex at very beginning process here. This is not going to be done in one take here, but she's such a picky eater, and the anxiety level and stress that comes with it is actually debilitating.